好的，
很高兴跟大家今天晚上在一起，我们一同开始这一次的聚会。
My name is John West, and I come from California.
我的名字是魏时道，从加州来的。
But the Lord gave us many happy years amongst our Chinese friends in Taiwan.
但是神给我们很多快乐的年日，跟我们中国的朋友在台湾。
And it's a real joy again to fellowship with you this weekend conference and share some things from the Word of God with you.
在这个周末能够跟你们一同分享神的恩典，实在是一个很喜乐的事。
This weekend I have an opportunity to speak to you, address you four times.
这一次周末我有四次跟你们讲道的机会。
And since a good part of my life has been in the profession of medicine, I want to use that as a springboard, as an opportunity to speak to you about the things of God.
因为在我一生大部分的时间是花在医学上面，所以我想用我自己医学上面的知识做一个跳板来引导我给你们的信息。
And so when I was a student, I always appreciated the teacher outlining the course for me.
我每次觉得教授他把大纲写出来，我很喜欢。
So I think I'll just give you an outline of what's on my heart for the four messages first of all.
所以我也把我四次信息的大纲跟你们先分享一下。
And tonight we'll be talking a little bit about nuclear physics and radiology as it applies to the gospel.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享的是核子物理和放射学，跟大家来看看它与福音的关系。
And then tomorrow I want to talk to you a little bit about hematology.
那明天我要跟大家思想到血液学。
And how that again can be useful in helping us understand some spiritual principles from the Word of God.
那看看血液怎么能够帮助我们了解神的话。
And tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to talk about some cardiology.
那明天下午我要跟大家思想到心脏学。
This, of course, has to do with some very important inside problems.
因为这个跟我们里面的一些问题有关系的。
And then, our last time,together, I'm going to talk a little bit about obstetrics and the question of new birth in terms of the Word of God.
那第四次呢，我要讲到妇产科和一个新生的关系。
And all of these four topics do give us an opportunity to talk about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这四方面，的确是给我们一些机会来可以讲到神的福音的事情。
The good news of his great ministry to us is what motivates me.
福音对于我们的关系最让我心里面受感动的。
And when I was early out of my graduate studies, the pressure of getting that news out is what sent my wife and I to the island of Taiwan for almost 14 and a half years.
在我研究院的开始的时候，我有一个重担，就是如何能够让我跟我的太太到台湾去工作。
And
差不多14年前。
So we're really very interested in trying to share with you some of our own personal experiences and the good news that we have to present to you.We would like to do it in the terms that I know a little bit about.
所以我愿意把这个福音跟你们分享，同时也把我个人的经历跟你们一同分享这个宝贵的福音。
Now this past week, a week ago, something very serious happened in our country.
差不多一个礼拜之前，有一件很严重的事情在我们国家发生了。
And it has frightened the whole of our nation and has made us reconsider the question of atomic energy.
那这件事情发生，把全国的人民好像都吓了一跳，让我们重来思想一下，到底这种原子能对我们这个国家的价值是如何。
Why are we afraid of radiation.
为什么我们这么怕辐射线?
Well, there's definite danger in radioactivity.
因为我们知道在辐射线里面的确是有很大的危险。
You know the history as well as I do about Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
我想你们也知道一些历史上的事情关于日本广岛的事情。
But there is more subtle danger than some big explosion.
但是有一些更不能琢磨的比一个大爆炸更可怕的危险还存在。
And if you read the newspaper, you know that advice was given to pregnant women and little children to get out of the danger area of Harrisburg.
你读了报纸就看到 Harrisburg 那件事情发生，他们特别警告孕妇和孩子赶快要离开那个区域。
Because the radiation danger is a very silent kind of injury that people don't apprehend, they don't understand or feel it.
因为辐射线的危险最可怕的就是它是静静的来，根本在受到感染的天然的时候都不知道的。
And the thing that happens, of course, is that it can affect what we call mutation of the genetic structure, of the genes of the individual.
这里有一个研究就是谈到在人的基因里面怎么样能够引起它的改变。
We know, for instance, in the laboratory, that if we take flies, the little fruit fly, and bombard it with radiation, we can change its appearance.
我们在实验室里面做的时候，我们知道在用果蝇来做实验，我们把那个辐射线放到果蝇的里面，然后就能够从它的那个遗传上面就看到改变出来。
And by radiating the fruit fly and bending or breaking its chromosomes, we can create a fly without eyes, for instance. This one has no eyes.
我们用辐射线射到一个果蝇的里面，就改变它的染色体，使产生的下一代有的没有眼睛。
And here's one that's born without any wings. There's no wings.
有一些生出来没有翅膀。
So that there can be tremendous changes that take place in this internal structure as a result of radiation.
所以因为辐射线的缘故可以引起很极大的改变。
Well, let's look a little bit at some of the things that happen in atomic radiation and how this atom has been brought under control.
我们来看另外一个地方，就看一个原子能怎么样能够使它变成一个受控制的能力。
Until a week ago, our physicists felt that it was safe to have atomic reactor plants.
一直到一个礼拜之前，以前的那些物理学家都觉得是有原子工厂这件事情是安全的。
We may have to change our opinion.
我想我们现在的大家的概念应该有点改变了。
Have any of you heard about the China connection? Or what was that? China syndrome.
China syndrome. 你们有没有听到那种中国的那个狂电影?
Well, I didn't see it, but somebody told me about that very interesting problem.
我自己没有看，不过有人告诉我那个问题。
This tells us about 44 nations in the world already have nuclear reacting plants.
这里告诉我们在世界上44个国家已经有那个原子炉。
And they're licensing more and more, and many are under construction now.
它而且继续给执照，而且很多很多继续的在建造。
So that's the peacetime private use.Of atomic energy to use it in a peaceful way.
这是大家在和平的时代，好像用把原子能用在和平的方面。
But we have been given to understand that the destructive stockpile of atomic weapons has been increased to a tremendous extent.
但是我们大家都相信这个原子原料的储存已经是有能够毁灭很多很多的人类。
Now, there's enough atomic energy stored intended to destroy the total population of the Earth.
现在已经有足够的原子储存量来毁灭全球的人类。
Not just one time.
不仅是就毁灭全球人类而已的一倍而已。
But there's enough destructive warheads to destroy the total population of this planet 50,000 times.
而是它的储存的量，它所用的那些炮头足够毁灭五万倍的现在的人类的数目。
So that the SALT talks about reducing the weapons by 10% don't mean very much at all.
所以关于原子能和平的那个条约根本对于这件事的帮助没有多大。
So we really are living in the atomic era where nuclear physics must be understood and appreciated by all of us.
因为我们现在是住在一个原子能的时代，大家都明白原子能的这种重要。
Now this evening I want to talk about its application in the medical field primarily.
今天我要跟你们讲的主要的就是这个原子能在医药上面主要的功用是什么。
And I intend to speak about three aspects of its use in medicine.
我愿意谈到它在医药上面用到的三方面。
And then with the help of the Lord,intend to try and make some spiritual application.
也是求神帮助，在这三方面，我能够把它带到属灵的方面来解释。
First of all, we want to talk about the use of this kind of energy to penetrate in making a diagnosis.
首先就是用这个原子能的能力来渗透，用来作为诊断的方面。
And then we need to know a little bit about how it can be put to use in an effective way, not just scatter these beams of radiation anywhere, but rather focus them in for a useful purpose.
第二方面就是我们使用它的时候把它集中在一个地方，而不是把它散开，把它那个辐射线散到各处。
First, diagnostic penetration.
首先就是在诊断方面的渗透。
And then secondly, effective concentration.
第二个就是有效的集中。
And then finally, we'll talk a little bit about its therapeutic application in the treatment of disease as well.
第三就是用在治疗的方面。
Now, all of us have had, I'm sure, the experience of going into an airport.
我想大家都有一个到飞机场的经历。
And there's only one way you can get to the airplane, and that's by passing through some radiation.
那就是唯一的方法可以到飞机上去，就经过一个原子的照射。
And as you pass through that field, it finds out whether you're carrying a gun or something.
那经过那里的时候，他们就能够看出你是不是拿了枪。
And when your suitcase goes through the field, you may see something like that.
当你箱子经过的时候，你就可能看到一些像这一类的事情。
You see, in all of our ability in this scientific era, we have developed a capacity to not only manufacture a transistor radio, but also to look right through the transistor radio.
我们现在住的这个时代，不仅是我们学着怎么样制造这样的收音机，而且我们也能够看透这个收音机是什么。
And so we also use the same principle when a little youngster comes to the hospital with a wrist that hurts.
那我们有一个小孩子来到医院的时候，他的手臂痛的时候，我们也能够找出他的毛病在哪里。
I'm sorry that doesn't project too well for you, but there's a fractured wrist.
这看不太清楚，不过里面有一个骨折。
And this gives the doctor ability to say there is a broken bone.
这样一看就可以让医生看出，哦，这里骨头断了。
Over there is a bit of pneumonia or something of that sort.
这里就有一点点肺炎。
So we do use these.Films to help us in making a diagnosis.
我们常常是用这种 X 光来做诊断。
Now, there is a very interesting portion from the Word of God which talks about his, I would call it great X-ray machine.
在圣经上面就提到，我叫它叫最伟大的 X 光的机器。
It's found in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter.
是在希伯来书第四章。
And in that fourth chapter, 12th and 13th verses, we read that the word of God is living and powerful.
在十二、十三节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
Now, I know we're not supposed to change the word of God, but I'm just, for the sake of the evening, I'm going to substitute, it's more penetrating than even an X-ray beam.
我知道我们不可以改神的话，不过今天晚上我就暂且把这个两刃的剑把它改成 X 光的光线。
And it is piercing even to dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit.
甚至魂与灵，骨与骨髓。
And it right down into the very marrow, the joints and the marrow, it helps us discern the differences.
骨与骨髓都能刺入破开。
More than that, it says that the word of God will help us discern thoughts and the intents of the very heart.
更重要的就是神的话，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And then in the 13th verse, it goes on to say that all creatures under heaven are as if they are exposed naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we must deal, with whom we must deal.
第十三节更是说，所有被造的没有一样在他的面前不显然的。
And so you see, there's teaching in this book that says it is a powerful, well, maybe even dangerous affair to get very close to the Word of God.
所以神的话是非常强有能力，甚至于你若是靠近神的话太近的话，甚至于都有危险。
Because it'll expose what you really are inside.
因为他把你里面的事情都显明出来，在他面前都是赤露敞开。
And it tells us that God understands even our secret thinking, the secrets of our hearts.
告诉我们，神甚至于知道我们的心思和意念。
I want to give you a few more passages.
我还要给你几处经句。
That bear out the same truth that we've been talking about.
也能够证明我们刚刚所谈的这个真理。
In 1 Samuel 16, in the 7th verse, we read the following.
在撒母耳记上16章第七节。
The Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
We judge by outward appearance.
我们常常是凭着外貌来论断人。
You call me a large, 高鼻子的。
你看到我就说我是个高鼻子的。
And I have to call you, you know, a flat nose.
那我就叫你们是塌鼻子。
But that's outward appearance.
因为这我们外面的样子就是这样。
You don't know my heart.
你不晓得我心里
想。I can't see your heart.
我也不能看到你的心。
But God sees both of our hearts.
但是神看到你和我 里面的心思。
And Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10 tells us this again.
耶利米书第十七章九第十节也这样的告诉我们。
It says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked.
他说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
And then it asks the question, who can know that kind of a heart?
他就问谁能识透呢?
Then comes the answer, I, the Lord, search the heart.
那回答就说我耶和华是监察人心，试验人肺腑。
I try the reins.
我试验人肺腑。
And it's the Lord in heaven who knows your secrets and mine as well.
只有在天上的神，他知道你里面的秘密和我里面的心思秘密。
In Psalm, the 10th chapter, the 11th verse, the wicked say in his heart, God has forgotten.
在诗篇第十章第十一节，他说神已经忘记了。
God will never be able to see the things that I do.
神永远也不会知道我做些什么。
But in the 90th Psalm and the 8th verse, we read this.
但是在诗篇九十篇第八节这样讲。
Thou hast set our iniquities, that is our sins, before you.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前。
And our secret sins are in the light of your countenance.
将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
And so we are forced to the conclusion that the living God and his living word acts just like an x-ray.
所以我们必须要做一个结论，就是这个活着的神，他的话语，他的工作就像 X 光一样的。
He sees and he knows our innermost secrets.
他知道，他也看见我们里面的秘密之处。
Now, I was going along a highway in California.
我在加州的时候，在一个公路上开车。
Let's see if I can do this right. Something like that. And you know, some of our roads, along the desert particularly, are very straight.
有一些那些路，特别是在沙漠附近的，非常的直。
And they go for miles and miles and miles and miles.
它好几好几里都是这样直直的。
And it's very easy to go a little faster than 55.
所以你很容易就开过了55里。
And as I was driving along, I saw this sign one day.
有一天我开的时候，我就看到了这个标志。
And it says there is somebody watching over you.
他说有人在看着你。
This highway is being patrolled not by a motorcycle, but by aircraft up above you.
就是被在空中的巡逻在那里看着你。
So I put my head out and looked up in the sky.
那我就把头抬起来看看天上。
And immediately started to slow down.
马上我就停慢慢慢下来了。
Well, you see, if we understand from the Word of God that He knows, He sees, and He has displayed our secret heart, we have to be very careful, don't we?
若是我们知道也晓得他知道我们一切的心思意念，那我们就必须这行为就要小心。
And so Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian Christians in the second book. In his second book.
所以保罗他在哥林多后书写的这个。
And he said in the 13th chapter, the 5th verse, that we should examine ourselves.
在林后十三章第五节，他就说我们应该监察自己。
We should try to prove ourselves to see if we really know what we're talking about.
我们要看看自己是不是晓得自己在做什么。
Test yourself, prove your own self. And do you not know that you really are a Christian or not, is the issue of this particular passage.
我们要自己省察，要试验，到底看看我们自己是不是基督徒。
And it's very important that we are willing to expose ourselves to the penetrating effects of the Word of God.
我们自己要愿意在神的话语上来光照自己是很重要的一件事情。
If we examine ourselves in the light of God's word, we can come to understand exactly where we stand in relationship to God.
若是我们在神的光里面省察自己，那我们就能够清楚地看到我们跟神中间的关系。
I'd like to just offer an opinion from God's word about how He looks at us.
我想跟大家分享一下从神的话语中神看我们是怎么样的一个意思。
In Psalm 39, we read the following in the 5th verse.
在诗篇39篇。
It says there that man, even at his very best state, is altogether vanity.
他说我们人就是在我们最丰盛的时候也不过是虚空。
And that's not very easy to accept.
这件事情很难被我们接受的。
Because, well, especially when we are young, we think we have, as it were, the world by the tail.
我们尤其是在年轻的时候，我们就觉得好像我们能够掌握整个的世界一样。
And it's very hard for us to accept this opinion of God that even in our very strongest, most intelligent moments, that we are just a vain show.
我们大尤其在年轻的时候很难接受说个人在最稳妥的时候全然是虚幻。
I don't know what you can see about this, but this particular, let's see, is there any way? No, I cannot do that.
Can
you see that? You think you can perceive
it?
Yeah.
Try.
不晓得你们能不能看见。
You see, all the hair is gone.
头发已经没有了。
And all the lipstick is disappeared.
口红也没有了。
And all we see there are two holes where the eyes used to be.
那眼睛的地方变成两个洞。
And we see a mouth with a lot of teeth.
嘴巴就全是一些牙齿。
And it's not very pretty.
不好看。
Not very beautiful.
不好看。
In fact, the Word of God says that intelligent, beautiful person is nothing but vanity.
就像圣经上说的，那个漂亮而且很有智慧的人不过是一个全然的虚幻。
And so we have to accept the diagnosis from God's point of view about man in his best state.
所以我们必须要由神的话来诊断在人最好的那个状况中到底是什么样。
Now we want to take this powerful instrument that God has given us and try to focus it in and apply it in its usefulness for our own spiritual lives.
所以我们要用神供给我们的这个有能的工具来看我们人的生命到底是什么意义。
It's not enough to just have locked up power without its particular ability to bring it to bear upon our lives.
不是把这个把它都关闭起来而不用在我们生命上面。
Remember we quoted that early verse which said the word of God is living and powerful.
我们刚刚看过的神的话是是活的而且是有力的。
So let's talk about some principles in physics as well as in the spirit for the application of this kind of power.
我们也从物理上看看这种属灵方面的应用。
I'm sure all of you have had encounters with Dr. Einstein.
我想你们大家大概都听到爱因斯坦。
And this very brilliant mathematician, scientist and physicist was able to unlock many of the secrets of the universe.
这个很有智慧的数学家、物理家，他解开了很多那种物理上面的一些奥秘。
And at the end of his lifetime of experiment and study, he came to this conclusion.
当他最后生命的最后期，在他学习以后，他有这么一句话。
He says, "I do not believe that God played dice with the universe."
他说：“我绝对不相信在宇宙间。”是神在那里掷骰子，随便乱弄的。
The laws of atomic physics are so regular and so predictable that it couldn't be just by accident this happened.
他说这种宇宙间的这种原子能的那种律是那样的有规律。
When we are talking about this kind of stored energy, how can we think about it? How can we equate it to something we really know?
当我们想到这种原子能的时候，我们怎么能够好像跟别的东西相当来比较一下
？It says they say that if we could take a pound of water and harness the energy of the atoms of H2O，
他说我们若是拿一磅的水，把里面的那个原子能把它控制起来
，Well, it would be equivalent to 1,500,000 tons of coal.
那就会等于150万吨的煤。
So you see that the tremendous amount of energy that is available, if it's used right and applied right, we have to be able to equate it and see what it looks like.
所以我们若是要使用这个存在的原子能，我们就必须要把它变成一个其他的相当的。
Each little atom is like a miniature solar system.
每一个原子就像一个小小的太阳系一样。
And it has its circulating electrons around the center of that nucleus.
就外面有一寸。
Then the closest electron, the closest ring from that one inch would be out 1.5 miles away.
那外面的这个圆圈它就要延长到一里半那么远。
And the density, the concentration of the nucleus of that atom would be equivalent to about 60 tons of weight as we know it now.
那中间那个浓缩的那个核子呢，它的重量就差不多要变成60吨。
And so these are some of the mass energy equivalents that are stored up in the and locked up inside of the atom.
这就是在一个原子里面的能量。
And they follow regular laws of physics.
而且它是按照一定的物理的原理活动的。
There is a law of radiation physics which is similar to the law of intensity of light.
有一个辐射物理的一个律跟一个灯的那个律很相似。
And I think this is a very important one, so I'm going to try and spend a little time with you on it.
我觉得这很重要，所以我就跟大家讲讲。
It's called the inverse square law.
就是导数平方律。
Now, if you take a candle and you light that candle, it gives off its candle power.
你若是点一个烛光的话，你把它光点起来。
And the further away you get from that candle power, the less light you have.
你越是距离那个烛光远，你就得到的亮光就越少。
And the closer you get, the brighter it is.
你若是靠近这个烛光越近，你就光线越亮。
Everybody can understand that.
每个人都了解。
But if you take a point here and you try to measure this light, it runs something like that.
若是你把它的光线这样画了一下，它就是有这样的关系。
In other words, if you move away from that light by a distance of 2, the intensity of the light is not reduced by 2.
就是说你假如离开这个灯源好像是两尺的话，
But it's 2 squared, 2 times 2, so the intensity is reduced by 4.
那它的那个强度就变成四分之一了。
Now, if you go the distance of 4 feet away from the light, what is it? 16.
你离开四尺的话，就变成16分之一了。
16 times less light. And if you move 8 feet away, look at that.
离开八尺的话，就变成减少到。
So you don't have to move very far away to get very little light.
所以你不需要离开灯源很远，你就看不到多少光线。
And if you get close, you get a lot of it.
你若是跟它很相近的话，你就看到很多光线。
And these principles apply in radiation physics.
这些原则也在辐射的原理上。
You know, I think this same idea is very useful in understanding the word of God.
也同样的原则我们可以用到对于神的话的上面。
And if we begin to draw back from the word of God, we begin to lose a lot of that intensity of light and explanation.
我们若是远离神的话的话，我们就很容易失去那个神的那个光的强度。
And if we move back a little bit more, we get very little light.
我们假如再退后一点点，我们就得到的光更少。
And we don't appreciate the beauty and the glory of the person of God through His revelation of His Son to us.
那我们也看不见，也不会很享受到神借着他的儿子彰显给我们的荣耀。
God said in Isaiah that the people draw close to him physically with their mouth and with their lips.
神在以赛亚书说，他说这百姓亲近我，用嘴；神尊敬我，心却远离我。
Isaiah 29:13, he says, you outwardly seem to be getting close to me.
在以赛亚书29:13说，你外面好像看上去跟我很亲近。
And with your lips you honor me, but you have removed your heart far from me.
你用嘴神尊敬我，心却远离我。
And so,you are living in that state, in really darkness and without the benefit of the power of God.
所以你实际上就好像是活在黑暗里面，就没有神的能力。
Now, I would like to equate this principle with a therapeutic action and how it can be appliedspiritually speaking.
我也想用这个比喻来说明看看在治疗的方面怎么样应用。
I would venture to say that the Lord has given us the equivalent of the greatest nuclear power plant this universe has ever known.
我也敢说神给我们的原子能的这件事情整个宇宙从来没有知道过这么多过。
And the initiation of that power plant in a sense began on the day when Christ hung on the cross as the sacrifice that was given for our sin.
而这个原子能的发生的起源的那一天呢，就是主耶稣在十字架上为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to save you depends upon what happened at Calvary.
福音能够拯救我们的能力完全依靠主耶稣在加略山所做的一切。
If Christ had not died, there would be no power to save.
若是主耶稣没有死在十字架上死去的话，那我们就福音就没有能力。
If the Lord hadn't offered His life as a substitute and had His blood shed, there would be no forgiveness of sin.
若是主耶稣没有把自己做一个替死的，把他的血为我们的罪流的话，那我们的罪也不得赦免。
And so when He came with the purpose to go to the cross.
所以他来的时候，他来就是有一个目的，他就要去钉十字架。
In fact, He said, "This is the very reason I have come into this world, that is to die for the sins of the world."
事实上，他自己也说，我来到世界上的原因就是要为世人的罪死在十字架上。
And so while He was on that cross suffering and taking my place as a substitute for my sin, He was brought to the point in time when He said, "It is completed. It is finished."
事实上，当他死在十字架上，是替代了我死在十字架上。他在那个时候，他说了一句话，他说已经成了。
And that was the initiation of the power of God unto salvation.
那就是救恩的能力开始的起头。
It meant that God was fully satisfied, and Christ died in my place.
那意思就是说，主耶稣为我死这件事情，完完全全使神得到满足。
And so I would say that hill of Calvary represents, in a sense, in the technological terms of today, God's mighty reactor nuclear plant.
所以我可以说，从加略山那个地方，我可以若是用一个名词来说，就等于现在的原子炉一样。
There's a verse in John 1:12.That says the following.
在约翰福音第一章十二节他说，
But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
说凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Power to become the children of God?
权柄做神的儿女。
Yes.That's what this word tells us, that if you put your confidence, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and His completed work at Calvary, then there is power to make a change in your life.
是的，这里告诉我们，我们只要信他的名，就是主耶稣，他为我们的罪死的名，那我们就得到这个权柄，这个能力。
But again, we come to that same principle that we talked about earlier about the inverse square law.
我们刚刚也提到那个导数平方的那个律。
And if you draw back from what happened at Calvary, you reduce your chances of receiving and appreciating that power in your life.
若是你拒绝加略山主耶稣为你做的，那你就失去了能够享受神为你预备的救恩。
And if you turn your back on Calvary and God's sacrifice, then walking away from it means that you have really no opportunity to become a son or daughter of the King.
若是你转过来背向着在加略山为你做的事，那你就永远失去了成为神儿女权柄的机会。
And so I'd appeal to you this weekend that even if you have never heard or haven't been very close to what happened at Calvary, I would invite you to consider him and his great sacrifice on the cross.
所以在这个周末，我请求你们，可能你们是第一次听或者没有听过这个福音，我邀请你们能够接受为你们预备的救恩。
He went there because he loves you.
主耶稣到十字架上，因为他爱你。
For God so loved all the people of the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him would not have to perish, but could have the power to become his son, have eternal life.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall we say that all together? Everybody knows it.
我们能不能一同背这一句？
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so there's power in the gospel.Of Christ to make differences in life and in eternity.
所以在福音，在主耶稣的福音里面是有能力能够改变人的生命的。
Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ."
保罗说，我不以福音为耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
因为是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
You see that word right there?
你没有看到能力这个字。
That's what we've been talking about. God has stored up energy and ability to make a difference in your life and in mine.
就是神已经储藏了那个能力，使你的生命能够得到彻底的改变。
God is in the business of changing lives today.
神现在仍旧在做改变人生命的工作。
He can only do it if you let him take away your sin.
他除非你不自己把罪都交出来、否则他就不能做什么。
You say, I don't have any sin.
可能说我没有什么罪。
Do you remember that passage we talked about, that man, even in his best state, is, what should we say? All vanity.
就是刚刚我们读到人在最稳妥的时候也不过是虚妄。
That's right. Well, GodWord looks right through us from beginning to end.
神的话看到我们能够看透。
And it is active and positive and able to display what we really are by nature.
非常活泼，而且也能够诊断我们的个性。
Romans 3:23 says that we all have sinned and come short of God's standard.
因为世人，罗马三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so as we look at God's word and it tells us what we really are by nature, it says that we haven't met up to the standard of God's demands.
我们若是从神的光，话语的光中来看，我们就看到自己够不上神的标准。
Have you comeas this patient did, saying that he has a little headache, you can start by looking for the trouble.
你有没有好像像这个病人一样，他有点头痛，他就来检查到底毛病在哪里。
And we began to suspect that there was something very serious with this patient, not just an ordinary headache, because an ordinary aspirin did not help him.
因为普通的 aspirin 不能够帮助他，所以我们就怀疑可能这个人的毛病不是很普通的。
So we started searching for a source of trouble, and finally we found it after a period of time.
所以我们就来寻找他的病源在哪里，最后我们发现了他的毛病在哪里。
We gave this patient an injection of radioactive material, and the energy that went out from him began to display on this slide the area of trouble.
我们就注射一种辐射的液体到他身体里面，然后就来侦查。
You can see up here that there's a concentration in this black spot in his skull.
在他的头顶上有这么一个黑的圆点在那里。
And that's where the cancer was located.
那就是找到了他的脑子里面有癌症。
Now, once we were able to localize it, we could make the diagnosis and do something about it.
只要我们找到了那个病的来源，我们就能够做一点治疗。
And it's very interesting that the same principle of an energy that makes the diagnosis, if it's concentrated in that one spot, can also be the means of cure as well as diagnosis.
最奇妙的就是我们把它集中在一点，不仅是能够找到了那个病源，而且也能够治疗它。
And so it is also true with the Word of God.
神的话也是同样的。
It not only reveals what we are by nature.
不仅是显明我们里面的罪性。
It not only tells us that in our best state we're nothing but vanity.
也不仅是告诉我们我们最稳妥的时候不仅是虚妄。
It not only tells us that we have all come short of God's glory and His standard.
不仅是告诉我们，我们没有一个人能够够到神的标准，世人都犯了罪。
It goes on to provide the means by which we can have cure for that terrible condition.
而且他继续地告诉我们，我们怎么能够得到医治。
Oh, you say, I would much rather take an aspirin for my headache.
哦，那你可能说，我宁愿就吃点。Aspirin 就解决我的头痛算。
Well, you can if you want to take the aspirin for your headache, but that aspirin is not going to cure the cancer.
你要吃的话也是可以，但是 aspirin 不能够治你的癌症。
There's one solution to the problem of sin.
但是对于罪，能够解决的方法只有一个。
There's no salvation in any other.
因为在天上地下没有赐下别的名。
I'm sorry, but that's the word of God, and that's what He says.
Oh, 对不起，但是圣经上就这样讲的。
Acts 4:12 and 13 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other.
在使徒行传第四章十二十三节，除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Now,When this was proclaimed, the next verse goes on to say that Peter and John were speaking very boldly, and the men who were cross-examining them, when they saw that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they were very much amazed. They marveled at it.
在十三节继续说，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们是没有学问的小民，就稀奇。
And they took knowledge of these two men, Peter and John, fishermen, that they had been with Jesus.
他们就认明他们虽然是渔夫，但是他们跟随过耶稣。
They were proclaiming the only name under heaven whereby men could be saved and know that they were related to the eternal God of the heavens.
那他们在那里传说天上地下没有赐下别的名。而且他们自己跟神也有关系。
And their lives just radiated out the love of God through Jesus Christ.
而他们的生命也把神的荣光能够反射出来，因为是主耶稣的缘故。
These were two uneducated fishermen.
这是两个没有受过教育的小民，是渔夫。
They didn't know how probably to do much reading and writing even.
他们可能也不晓得读书，也不会写。
They had not had a formal education to speak of.
他们也没有受过正当的教育。
And at one point, not very long before, they had in fact been so frightened that they had run away from the crucifixion scene.
事实上，在这件事不久以前，他们看到主耶稣钉十字架的时候，他们吓得都跑光了。
Now they're filled with the power of the gospel and the salvation.
但是现在他们在传福音的时候是充满了能力。
Full of the love of the Lord Jesus.
充满了主耶稣的爱。
They're bold in their witness and outreach for Christ.
而且他们大有胆量。
And they say very clearly and specifically, no other name, no other way under heaven except through the Lord Jesus.
他们清清楚楚地说出来，除他以外别无拯救，除了主耶稣可以救你，没有别的。
And so their own lives were radiating out the glory of God.
所以在他们的生命里面就看到神的荣耀能够反射出来。
And I think that same principle is true down to this very day.
我想在今日这个原则仍旧是真的。
That if you get close enough to radiation,You become, as it were, contaminated with that radiation power.
你若是跟辐射线弄得很近的话，你自己身体上也带着那个辐射能。
When this patient took this dose of radiation into his body, he was what we would say a hot patient.
当我们看一个病人，他吃了一点点那个辐射的药进去的时候，我们就告诉他是带着热原子热的。
Because that.Energy was being given off through his bones for a number of days afterwards.
从他的骨头里面放出一种原子能，有好几天的时间。
And the same thing happens when we get close to Calvary, and the Lord of that cross, who died for you and me.
若是我们来到加略山十字架下面来亲近神的时候，同样的也有这个热能能够反射出来。
And the energy that emanates from the cross of Calvary begins to work in our own lives and moves out and we become, well, we become hot-hearted Christians when we get ourselves exposed to the Lord of Calvary.
若是我们自己在加略山能够受到神的照射的时候，我们就变成热心的基督徒。
Oh, dear friends, this evening as we have been thinking about the application of nuclear science to the Word of God, we see a definite correlation and illustration of spiritual truth.
亲爱的朋友，今天晚上我们从核子能这件事上来看到神的话语，他们彼此之间实在是有关联。
We see that the Word of God is penetrating and very effective in diagnosing.
我们知道神的话。是渗透的，而且在诊断上面是非常有效的。
We see that if it's applied properly and understood correctly, that it can affect our lives internally.
若是我们使用的正确，我们明白的正确，对我们生命的改变是很大的。
And what it does is direct our attention to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to make full provision.For our eternal welfare.
那我们所要做的就是集中我们的注意在主耶稣的身上，因为他来到世界上就是为了我们世人的益处。
The word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any X-ray machine.
因为神的话语是如两刃的剑，比两刃的剑更快。
It helps us understand ourselves and God's opinion about ourselves.
它不仅是帮助我们了解我们自己，也帮助我们了解神对我们的意见。
But most of all, it leads us right to the foot of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
最重要的就是带领我们到加略山主耶稣十字架上。
And it gives us to understand that he went there on a specific mission, and that was to pay a price.
也让我们清楚地明白主耶稣到十字架上的缘故是因为要负我们的罪债。
And so I have to ask you this evening, have you appreciated what the Lord Jesus has done for you?
所以我今天晚上真是希望你们能够很欣赏主耶稣为你所做的接受。
Have you been to the foot of the cross?
你 究竟有没有到过十字架的下面。
Have you accepted what God did for you through his son Jesus Christ?
你有没有接受神为你预备的主耶稣？
Have you moved up close enough to begin to understand what he is wanting out of your life?
你有没有亲近这位主，明白他要我们所做的是什么？
Paul writes to Corinth in the third chapter, the 18th verse, and he says that as we come face to face with open face, beholding the glory, you see, the glory of the Lord, we are changed from even one degree of glory into the next degree of glory.
保罗在哥林多后书第三章十八节说，我们众人敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，我们从一种荣光变成另外一种荣光。
So it's God's purpose not only to save us, but also to change us.
所以神的目的不仅是要救我们，而且他要改变我们。
Not for our own glory and pleasure, but for his glory and for his pleasure.
并不是为了我们自己的喜好和这荣光，而是为了他的荣光。
And if you move close to the Lord Jesus in all of his accomplished work at Calvary, great changes will happen in your life and in mine.
若是你亲近这位主，而且也接受他为你成就的，我相信在你生活上一定会有大的改变。
Now, I think that we should just pause in a time of prayer as we come to the conclusion.
当我们在结束的时候，我们应该来思想祷告。
And before wepray, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes.
当我祷告之前，我要求你们大家把头低了，眼睛闭起来。
And I'm going to ask that if you've never been to the foot of the cross, you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, here is an opportunity this evening for you to do that very thing.
若是你们从来没有来到十字架的面前，接受主耶稣做你们的救主，今天晚上就是一个机会。
He loved you so much, he died for you.
他爱这样的爱你，甚至于为你死。
Wouldn't you like to have him come into your heart and forgive your sin?
你愿意接受他到你的心，能洁净你一切的罪吗？
So I would ask a question of you, if you've never received the Lord Jesus, and you would like us to pray for you this evening.I would ask you just to slip up your hand and bring it down again.
所以我来问你们一个问题，若是你们从来没有接受过主耶稣，今天你愿意要接受，你就轻轻地把手举起来，然后放下。
He knows your heart.
他知道你的心。
He understands your innermost being.
他知道你心的深处。
We want to pray for you.
我们要为你祷告。
Just slip your hand up and we'll pray.
请你轻轻地把手举起来，我们要为你祷告。
Now, I want to also suggest something else to the rest of you.
我也要给其他的人一些建议。
If it's been a long time since you've been to the foot of the cross and the glory of Christ has sort of faded from your life and from the joy has dissipated and gone, wouldn't you like to come back to the Lord tonight?
可能有很久你没有来到十字架的面前，神的喜乐已经在你的身上觉得那么暗淡，你愿不愿意今天晚上再次来到神的面前？
If you've moved away from the cross 4 feet, the energy has dissipated 16 times.
所以你若是从十字架离开4次，那所减少的就 变成了1/16。
Wouldn't you like to be closer to the Lord tonight?
你今天晚上愿意来亲近神吗？
If there are some of you who want to get closer back to the Lord, why don't you just lift your hand up and we'll pray for you as well.
若是你要愿意再一次亲近神，请你也把手举起来，我们要为你祷告。
Well, let's pray to the Lord now. Our Father, we thank you so much for this evening together.
我们的父，我们真是为今天晚上感谢你。
We thank you, Father, that you see and know our secrets and there's nothing hidden from you.
我们感谢你，因为我们在你的面前是赤裸敞开。
Lord, you know the deepest yearning and longing of each of our hearts.
主，你也知道我们心的深处的需要。
And we just want to say to you, Father, how much we thank you for sending your Son to die in our place.
父啊，我们只是要向你说，我们如何的感谢你，你把你自己的儿子差遣来为我们死。
Lord, for these who are searching and looking for you, we ask that they will find you and forgiveness at Calvary.
主啊，这些在寻求的朋友们，我们求主你让他能够寻找到你在十字架下。
Father, we pray for the gift of faith.
主，我们向你祈求信心的。
Help us to believe. Help our unbelief.
帮助我们能够信，去除我们的不信。
And Father, we ask that you'll draw us closer to the source of all power in heaven and in earth.
主，我们也求主你吸引我们能够更亲近这个天地的中间的能源。
And Lord, tonight we're so grateful that you said that all power in heaven and earth is invested in you.